Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am on alert Denny with the evening news. First, the headlines. BJP's Dao Chair I.M. Chen wins Koridang by poll. Chief Minister Nipuryo, others congratulate. Election trends show BJP poised for historic victory in West Bengal. TVK leading in Tamil Nadu. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav reviews state's monsoon preparedness. And Kohima District Administration enforces strict noise pollution control measures. Now the news in detail. BJP nominee Dao Chair I.M. Chen has won the 28th Koridang Assembly constituency by poll in Nagaland by a margin of 3,123 votes. He secured a total of 7,317 votes. The PDA consensus candidate defeated closest rival independent candidate Toshikaba, who secured 4,194 votes. A total of six candidates were in fray for the seat. Independent candidate Imti Wapang received 3,633 votes, while I. Abenjang of the National People's Party, NPP, garnered 3,219 votes. Another independent, Imchatoba Imchen, secured 147 votes, while T. Chalukumba Al of the Indian National Congress polled the least at 144 votes. Meanwhile, 48 voters opted for none of the above. The by-poll held on April 9 following the demise of sitting MLA Imkong L. Imchen recorded a voter turnout of over 82%. Speaking after his victory, Mr. Imchen expressed gratitude to the voters, saying he is humbled by the mandate and will work to fulfill the aspirations of the people.
First of all, I thank my God for his blessings. I'm very humbled by this victory, and I thank the people of Koridang for reposing their faith in me. I look forward to carrying on the legacy that my father has left behind, the good works that he has done. And I will try, I give my best to continue this.
Initial trends that emerge in counting of votes for all four states and a union territory have sustained as counting rounds progress into the day. In West Bengal Assembly elections, BJP is headed for a landslide victory. The state will be witnessing its first BJP government since independence as the Trinamool Congress is staring at defeat after 15 years in power. Out of a total of 293 assembly seats, BJP has bagged 72 seats and leading in 132. Trinamool Congress has won 29 seats and ahead in 54. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician Vijay's party TVK is poised to deliver a super hit on debut, emerging as the single largest party. In Kerala, Congress-led UDF is marching towards a clear majority to replace LDF, whereas ruling dispensations are set to return in Assam and Puducherry. Meanwhile, in assembly by-elections for seven constituencies across five states, BJP has won a seat each in Gujarat, Tripura, Nagaland and Maharashtra. Congress has won two seats in Karnataka, while NCP has won a seat in Maharashtra. Congratulations have poured in for Dao Chair I.M. Chen following his victory in the Koridang Assembly constituency by election. Chief Minister and NPF President Nipuryo congratulated the PDA consensus candidate, noting that the mandate reflects public confidence in their shared vision. In a social media post, Mr. Rio thanked the electorate for their faith in the PDA coalition and said the victory would motivate renewed efforts for all-round progress of Nagaland. Deputy Chief Minister and BJP Legislature Party Leader Y. Patton also extended congratulations, expressing confidence that Mr. Imchen will work with dedication and sincerity for the people of Koridang Assembly constituency. He thanked voters for their trust, noting that the result reflects unity and a shared vision for the future. Mr. Patton also appreciated party workers led by state BJP President Benjamin Yeptomi and expressed gratitude to national leaders including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President Nitin Nabin and Nagaland in charge Anil K. Antony for their continued support. He acknowledged Chief Minister Rio and allied partners for fostering unity and cooperation in serving the people. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament S. Pangnon Konyak said the resounding mandate reflects the immense trust and confidence of the people in Mr. Imchen's leadership. The MP expressed hope that the victory would bring transformative progress and new opportunities for the people of Koridang and Nagaland. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland Governor Nankishore Yadav today reviewed the state's monsoon preparedness. Senior officials from NSDMA, PWD, NHIDCL, District Administration and SEWAK attended the meeting at Lok Bhavan in Kohima. Home Commissioner Abhijit Sinha briefed on the monsoon forecast for 2026, noting that while India may experience below normal rainfall, Nagaland is expected to receive normal to above normal rainfall with uneven distribution. He highlighted key risks including flash floods, landslides and erratic rainfall. Departments also presented their district-wise preparedness plans, including setting up control rooms, deployment of machinery and identification of vulnerable roads. The Public Works Department noted that it was closely monitoring national highways and major roads with alternate routes and maintenance works in place. Kohima District Administration outlined its action plan focusing on traffic management, medical preparedness, and ensuring adequate supply of essentials. The governor stressed the need for coordinated efforts among all departments, timely emergency response, and effective dissemination of information to the public. He directed all agencies to remain vigilant and ensure that necessary measures are in place to minimize disruption during the monsoon. Governor Nankishore Yadav also held a review meeting with the Department of Social Welfare today. Director of Social Welfare Toshali Jimomi presented an overview of key programs being implemented across the state. These included major schemes under the Ministry of Women and Child Development such as Saksham Anganwadi and Poshan 2.0, Mission Vatsalya and Mission Shakti focusing on nutrition, child protection and women's empowerment. The meeting also reviewed initiatives for senior citizens, persons with disabilities and other vulnerable groups under Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and the Rural Development Ministry. Progress in child protection systems, including child welfare committees, juvenile justice boards, and child helpline services were discussed. The governor appreciated the department's efforts and called for stronger implementation, greater public awareness, and improved coordination to ensure effective delivery of services. He also suggested organizing camps at the block and village levels in coordination with the health department to issue disability certificates and help eligible beneficiaries access government services. And Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, Henok Butchum, has issued an order enforcing strict regulation on noise pollution across the district. The order is in line with the Noise Pollution Regulation and Control Rules 2000 and directives of the Central Pollution Control Board and the National Green Tribunal and comes into immediate effect. It classifies areas into industrial, commercial, residential and silent zones, which include areas within 100 meters of hospitals, schools and courts. Use of loudspeakers, public address systems, drums and amplifiers is prohibited between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. except in enclosed auditoriums. Bursting of firecrackers is also banned during these hours, with only green crackers allowed during designated festivals. All diesel generator sets have been directed to be fitted with acoustic enclosures. Venue owners, including of marriage halls, hotels and community centres, will also be held responsible for violations on their premises. The order prescribes penalties for violations ranging from 10,000 rupees to 1 lakh rupees, including seizure of equipment and sealing of premises. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. BJP's Daochir I. Imchen wins Koridang by poll. Chief Minister Nipurio, others congratulate. Election trends show BJP poised for historic victory in West Bengal. TVK leading in Tamil Nadu. Nagaland Governor Nankishore Yadav reviews state's monsoon preparedness. And Kohima District Administration enforces strict noise pollution control measures.